The grandson of Sir Edmund Hillary is keeping his grandfather's legacy alive as Hillary Outdoors celebrates its 50th year. It was founded by Sir Graham Dingle in 1972. I know, can you believe 1972 was 50 years ago? It doesn't seem possible. And Sir Edmund Hillary was the patron. It was a non-profit, is a non-profit organisation which provides youth outdoor education experiences. And to tell us more about this milestone, I'm joined by Sir Graham Dingle and Alex Hillary. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Jesse.
Nice to talk to you, and thank you so much for joining us today. Sir Graham, could you take us back to 1972 and how this all began?
My God, that's half a century ago.
I know. Tell me about it.
Well, yeah, I guess I was in Christchurch at the time. I was a hotshot mountaineer tearing all over the world, and I thought might be time to give something back to the kids of New Zealand, and made a plan to set up the centre and went looking for a site.
And how quickly was your dream realised? I know that you were keen to get young people outdoors, regardless of their circumstances. Was it hard to get it up off the ground, Sir Graham?
Well, in those days, nothing was hard. and I did everything, you know, quick and dirty. So realised that the centre of the population was probably the best place to do it. And the area around Tongariro was clearly the best in terms of access to the mountains and rivers and lakes and forests. So that's where I found a site.
And how did you get Sir Edmund Hillary involved?
Oh, Ed was a mate from way back. I'd done a couple of trips with him and admired him so much. Talked to him about the plan and eventually asked him to be the patron.
And highlights over the 50 years for you, Sir Graham?
Well, I think about the difficulty of getting it going. Interesting that the Justice Department came along shortly after I identified the site and said, back off, we're going to set up a youth prison here. And I said, no, you back off. And went to Duncan McIntyre, who was Minister of Lands at the time, and he investigated their case, and my case, and he came out in my favour and said, yep, you can have the site.
Great. Well, Alex Hillary, I'll bring you in here, and you must be very proud to be part of this legacy. Tell us how you got involved.
I got involved recently. I got an email from Graham and co, and they were telling me, you know, about the, well, I guess the journey over all of these 50 years, and I had a great opportunity to go over to Great Barrier Island. There are two centres. So there's one at the Alpine Centre at Tongariro and then one at Great Barrier Island. And I spent 2 weeks there. So I had this incredible experience and got to see firsthand sort of the variety of kids that are going through a variety of programs and actually just seeing quite how influential they really can be.
Yeah, you will obviously be a, you'll know a lot about your grandfather's work. Is it important for you to be part of that yourself and find your own way of contributing to some of the values and goals that he had?
Absolutely. Look, Ed thought that, you know, spending time in the outdoors was incredibly valuable. He gathered so much from it. And I think, many generations of Hillary's have learned a lot from nature itself and the lessons you learn personally while dealing with challenges that you face, but then also sort of interpersonal challenges that you face in nature. So dealing with a team and others, and you see that a lot on these programs that are run at Hillary Outdoors, where kids are sort of learning to challenge themselves and dig deep and find, you know, capability within themselves, but then also dealing with different people and how you play on each other's strengths, because it's that classic thing of when you're dealing with a challenge in nature, you're only as fast as the slowest person. And I think it's a great place to learn that as a young child.
So, Graham, any thoughts from you on the value of outdoors experiences for young people?
It's fundamental to being human, really. We have to experience nature to really work out how everything works and what our place is in that. And I think, as Alex alluded to, I think kids discover themselves and can see how their future can be as a result of that.
So, Alex, I think this is, and I should point out that you are a patron of this organisation, as your grandfather was a patron as well. You've actually got an appeal. I think it's the first appeal that the Hillary Outdoors has ever launched. Tell us about it and why you're doing it.
Well, the reason for it is, as we've sort of discussed, is it's so important for kids to have these opportunities. And it's so important for all kids to have these opportunities. And, you know, in New Zealand, some children might not, you know, have the resources to enable themselves to visit one of these centres. So this is about getting funding for Hillary Outdoors so that all kids from all walks of life can have the opportunity to continue to have these experiences, because, you know, it is expensive and it is difficult to facilitate. The centre in Tongariro facilitates, you know, all sorts of activities from, you know, biking, kayaking and climbing. And that's a great opportunity that I think, you know, if as Kiwis, if, you know, a lot of us have experienced and gained a lot from our incredible access to nature that we have across the country. And I think if you feel moved by that, then to be able to give back to Hillary Outdoors to enable sort of the next generation to have that opportunity is a really wonderful thing. And I think it's something that Kiwis should take pride in.
Great. What's the instructions for people who'd like to contribute?
Head to Hillary Outdoors at the website, and there's a donate page there.
Nice one. Great to talk to you, Alex. Thanks for the work that you're doing. And Sir Graham, I know you've got your own foundation. Maybe we can have a chat about that on another occasion. But thank you very much for telling us about the organisation you founded, Hillary Outdoors, today. Nice to chat to you.
Thank you, Jesse. Thanks.